You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back. We're continuing on with the study on the Sabbath and going to pick right up where we left off and show that Jesus kept the Sabbath. He didn't change it, abolish it, do away with it. He kept it perfectly, and that's why he was without sin. If he would have violated it, he would have sinned, and therefore his death wouldn't have been paying the penalty for our sins. So we're talking about how the Sabbath was made as a blessing to man, as a gift from God. But the Pharisees changed creation's order, in effect, by putting the Sabbath first over everything, and it isn't. It's the fourth commandment. It's an important commandment. It's one that Satan has convinced a lot of people that they can violate, but it is the fourth commandment. Jesus is the Lord that made the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. You can see Exodus 20, verse 11. And the Sabbath is the Lord's Day. We need to understand, Sunday is not the Lord's Day. Saturday is the Lord's Day. It says that he is Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus made this day. He knows how to keep it. It was not wrong for him to heal the sick or to meet human needs on the day. In fact, let me give you one example. It shows how the religious leaders added to God's law. I talked a little bit about building fences around the law and adding to in violation where God says we shouldn't add to or take away. If it was cool on a Sabbath morning and you had your cloak, your coat, and you put it on as you were walking to synagogue, that's fine. That's acceptable. But when services are over and you're walking home, if it had warmed up outside, you can't just put it over your arm and walk home with your coat over your arm because they interpret that as carrying a burden. You know, so a coat is somehow a burden. It's all of these man-made rules that Jesus rejected like that. In the New Testament, it tells us, let's look at it like this. The Sabbath was a non-issue because there's no controversy over it in the book of Acts. It doesn't show anybody doing away with the Sabbath, especially in the most important thing is Jesus. If the early church abolished the weekly Sabbath that had been observed for over 1,000 years by the Hebrew community there would have been all kinds of problems, all kinds of upheaval, and there was none. The early Christians kept the Sabbath. Take a look at Luke 23:56, Acts 13:42-44, Acts 16:13, and the list goes on and on and on. Now, let me ask you a question. If you go to church on Sunday, why? Why is this such a contention with the Christians, the Christian church? Why do they cling to this man-made doctrine of going to church on Sunday in violation of what God says in the fourth commandment? It makes no sense. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.